So how does it feel now that it's over, or the decision is made, and you're going to amalgamate?
I'm excited. I got more excited as I was kind of realizing through these 5 AGMs that, yeah, I think this is going to happen. I feel like it's going to happen. And I think you know, we're going to have originally, I thought that there's a lot of synergies amongst staff and more efficiencies. And now I think it's really exciting. I didn't realize that how directors are going to be more engaged too, you know, like we all do grow most of those crops. And you know, if you're in a smaller organization, you're using all your dollars just to survive. It's maybe not quite as much fun at board meetings, whereas now we add some stability and we can get in those guys' headspace and what do they think about, you know, value creation for wheat. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
For some of the organizations, like the Winter Cereals, for instance, it kind of was crucial that they merge. For you guys, you have a lot of money in the bank. What made it important for you guys to merge?
I guess what we benefited from is we didn't have a bureaucracy. So when we were originally in a steering committee for wheat and barley, and thankful to the directors and all the members who sat on that, you know, we were able to take a bit of a step back and say, you know, what do we not want to do? How can we make this better? So that's, I think, what we're going to gain. We're going to be more efficient. And it's not a criticism on how things were done. It was a different time. And now we have different needs. So I think we're going to be better served. And I really hope with these crop committees that we'll get some younger producers in to get their feet wet. It'll be, you know, not a bunch of governance stuff that they have to worry about. That can be a little dry. They can talk about the crops they're passionate about and gain some experience and hopefully move up the board ladder.
Do you have any concerns going forward about that?
There's always concern. We want to make sure, we think we've got a good model, but we have to make sure all the staff understands and we have a structure and that we do that correctly. And same with directors. I think it's going to be important to have a review of our governance in a year or two or whatever that looks like, because I'm sure we'll have to tweak a few things to make it work more efficiently.
Yeah, you don't know until you've test drove it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Totally.